mounted archers in leather jerkins, a swarming mass of undisciplined free riders and sellswords. Field hands on plough horses, armed with scythes and their father's rusted swords. Half-trained boys from the stews of Lannisport. And Tyrion and his mountain clansmen. "Crow food," Brunn muttered beside him, giving voice to what Tyrion had left unsaid. He could only nod. Had his lord father taken leave of his senses? No pikes? Too few bowmen? A bare handful of knights? The ill-armed and unarmored, commanded by an unthinking brute who led with his rage? How could his father expect this travesty of a battle to hold his left? He had no time to think about it. The drums were so near that the beat crept under his skin and set his hands to twitching. Brunn drew his longsword, and suddenly the enemy was there before them, boiling over the tops of the hills, advancing with measured tread behind a wall of shields and pikes.
"Gods be damned, look at them all,"
Tyrion thought, though he knew his father had more men on the field. Their captains led them on armoured war horses, standard-bearers riding alongside with their banners.